Advertised as a nonfiction novel, this exquisite little gem of a book manages to be both melancholy and hopeful, sad and funny, and very, very smart. Narrated by Jay, a woman at that precarious stage between youth and old age, this story represents the inner workings of a mind that believes it is at a crossroad in life. Having just returned to her Miami Beach high-rise from an unsuccessful month in the Northeast with an old lover, Jay is preparing to give up on relationships and the physical pleasures of the body. But everything she sees around her, the lush vegetation, the fecund odor from the canals, the youth and beauty, still call to her. Jay is a scholar of Ovid, as is the author. She is translating the Metamorphoses, while ironically pondering her own transition from middle-aged woman to crone. She reminisces about past affairs and a long, infertile marriage, while fantasizing about the toned young men who strut their stuff on the beaches and around the pools. When Jay is in the water, she feels replenished, supple, lighter, more desirable. But the condo association has declared the pool unsafe and has begun to dismantle it, tearing out the stately palms and the mammoth hibiscus that so vividly symbolize life. Living alone with her aging cat, Jay is curious about the comings and goings of her neighbors. From her balcony, she spies on the lithe young people in the other buildings, hiding her envy behind her binoculars. Jay catches the attention of N and her husband, who invite Jay for drinks in an attempt, we think, to draw her out of her isolation. Or do they have other motives? In short but perfect sentences and paragraphs, Ms. Allison captures the essence of life on these gorgeous Phoenician islands that link the mainland with Miami Beach. Millions of people come and go, yet each is locked in his own private world. Allison explores the dichotomy between being alone and being lonely. Her book, like a good foreign film, is not for the impatient reader. It is contemplative and interior, tantalizing and just a bit titillating. It is a thoughtful meditation on life, on aging, on embracing what's offered and accepting that there are some things we just may not be able to have.